Strange Adventure.
When Alan Borland got off the train in Los Angeles, the book jobber from Chicago was realizing at last his boyhood dream of visiting the Golden State. His old friend Jim Walker met him at the station.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to California. Your letter said you were coming out to spend the winter, so I rented a nice little cottage for you with the Pacific Ocean right at your doorstep. We'll stay in Los Angeles tonight and get an early start for your new home tomorrow.
Is it that far?
Well, it's a little town called Huntington Beach down the coast a ways. The country around there hasn't been developed much, but I know you'll like the place.
At dawn, the men climbed into Walker's buggy for the long trip to Huntington Beach. The road led through the growing city of Long Beach, then followed the shoreline southward. Borland noted the farms and large tracts of sugar beet land that stretched along on both sides of the road.
Jim, you were certainly right when you said this country was undeveloped. There's fields and deserts with a few scattered houses. I'd have a hard time selling encyclopedias around here.
Encyclopedias?
Yes, Jim. Just before I left Chicago, my company got a contract to sell the first printing of an encyclopedia at $125 a set. Our salesmen are trying hard, but we're operating at a terrific loss. I'd like to sell enough books to buy a home and retire here in California.
Well, you can buy all this land around here for $50 an acre.
See, I've got an idea. If it works, I'll sell the whole lot of books and make thousands of people happy at the same time. If it fails, well, I'll have plenty of room to raise sugar beets. Let's stop at a land office.
Borland bought a large tract of land and subdivided it into 12 lots to the acre. Then he hurried back to Chicago and called his sales force together.
Men, we're going to try a new idea in advertising and sales. We'll deliver advertising broadsides to every city and town in the Middle West, describing the advantages of owning a home in California right on the ocean. We'll give a lot in this tract free to every customer who buys a set of the encyclopedia.
The plan was followed, and soon eager home seekers were buying encyclopedias and heading for California to claim their home sites. But many were disappointed with their lots and thought they had been duped by the salesman. They wrote letters to their friends, and sales of the books dropped. Alan Borland's plan seemed doomed to failure, and unless something happened, he would lose his entire fortune in his investment. Alan Borland stood on his front porch watching a neighboring family load their belongings into a wagon for the trip back east when Jim Walker galloped up and leaped from his saddle. He was breathless for a moment with the importance of the news he had for his friend.
Oil, Alan, they've struck oil right here on this land. Why, these lots will be worth fortunes, and these people will be rich. And all because you sold them a set of books. But they'll be too busy counting dollars now to read. And, Alan, you know what the oil company is naming the first well? Encyclopedia Number One.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Justin Case, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.